AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will break his silence on Afghanistan, facing criticism for his pullout plan and its ensuing chaos. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president's address will be his first public statement on Afghanistan in a week. Since then, the Taliban have stormed through the nation and into Kabul. American University political analyst James Thurber says this won't be easy.
I think he has to talk about how he miscalculated and why he was wrong.
The White House argues the pullout decision was not wrong.
The president had bad choices.
And National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he picked the only one that made sense, sparing more U.S. lives in an endless war. He tells NBC's Today Show the president stands by his call. Thurber says the president must explain why to the nation and world.
It's going to hurt him badly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least seven people were killed in the chaos at the Kabul airport. This is Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
I know two separate incidents. I know two individuals with hostile intent who were engaged and killed.
The military is sending another battalion of about 1,000 troops to help safeguard the Kabul airport. Kirby says there are no flights going in or out of the airport. Illinois Republican Congressman and Afghan vet Adam Kinziger was asked, what happened?
The only way we lose is when we choose to, and we chose to lose. We chose to lose as a country. Probably the first time in world history has a country so capable chosen to lose in such a humiliating fashion.
Witnesses say hundreds of people remain trapped between American forces trying to push them out of the airport and Taliban forces trying to keep them in. Tropical Depression Grace is starting to drench earthquake-damaged Haiti. As much as 15 inches of rain is expected. Also, Tropical Storm Fred is growing stronger as it approaches northwest Florida. This is AP News. More wildfires broke out in hard-hit Greece.
The first blaze, which broke out in the Kerateia region southeast of Athens, was making its way towards a national park nearby. As a result, three communities in the area were evacuated. Some residents desperately hosed down their homes, hoping to save them from the approaching flames. The fire department sent in 91 firefighters, six water-dropping planes and six helicopters. On the other side of the capital, to the northwest, another blaze broke out in the Villa area, where strong winds were expected to keep the flames going. An evacuation alert was also triggered for three villages in that area. Greece has been roiled by hundreds of wildfires this month, with the blazes coming on the heels of the country's most severe heatwave in decades, which has left its forests tinder dry. I'm Karen Chamas.
Leaders in Israel appeal to their international allies as firefighters battle wildfires near Jerusalem for a second day after a blaze forced hundreds of residents from their homes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.